and a supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate Thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for Thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to Thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam to all of you. So welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hypocrisy in Islam. So join us.
Without your warmth, without your smile, without you by my side, the world was so cold, I felt so lost. Without your light, I felt so blind.
Today, Tuesday, is the 16th of Jamadil Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of the month of Azar, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 11 to 12.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون.
And when it is said to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, we are but reformers.
أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Unquestionably, it is they who are the corruptors, but they perceive it not.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran refers to the specialties of the hypocrites, the first of which is the claim of being reformers. While they are in fact mischief mongers, both their persistence on the path of hypocrisy and their accustomedness to these hideous, disgraceful agenda have caused to them to think gradually, and their activities are useful and constructive. And as it was mentioned previously, when sin is in excess and treats the limits, it seizes the sense of distinction, or even it reverses the man's distinction. Hypocrisy in Islam, just on today's special from IRIB English Radio. Hypocrisy in Arabic is known as nifaq, which means showing one side of the belief while hiding the other. This implies that hypocrisy means when a person's inner disbelief contradicts his behavior and actions, and such a person is called a hypocrite. Hypocrisy in Islam is considered as a great sin which makes a person lie about his belief to gain a place in society. He extends his false support and loyalty to the Muslims, whereas conceals his state of disbelief inside. A hypocrite on the Day of Judgment will be at the lowest depth of hellfire for his concealed kufr.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the problem of hypocrisy. There were some people in Medina who pretended to be Muslims. Okay, they were, some of them, were among the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, because, I mean, day and night, they didn't lose any opportunity of being with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't lose this opportunity, not for the sake of receiving any grace from being associated with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, they wanted to collect information and obtain some intelligence, I mean secret information, and wanted to convey and pass on those secret informations to the polytheists of Mecca, who were still among the opponents of the Prophet Muhammad. And for example, in some battles that took place in the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, for example, in the Battle of the Trench, Harb al-Khandaq, Ghazwat al-Khandaq, we find that there were some people who secretly communicated with the Jews. And some of the Jews, even Jews of Medina, apparently they were confederates of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam due to a pact earlier concluded between them and the Prophet Muhammad. Yet they kept the secret relations with the Meccan polytheists, and we find that this kind of hypocrisy harmed the Muslim community quite a lot.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Be with today's special and know about three forms of nifaq or hypocrisy. According to the technical definitions in Islam, there are three forms of hypocrisy. Number one, the belief in the heart is correct, but the deed and practice of the person conflicts with it. This is nifaq in deeds. Number two, in the heart, a person has no belief in Allah and his messenger, and he makes the outward claim of Islam. This is nifaq in belief. This is clear and open disbelief. Those who are guilty of this will be in the depth of the fire. Number three, a person has disbelief in the heart, but he outwardly does not deny Islam. Apparently, he attests to Islam, and at the same time, he resorts to interpolation and process far-fetched interpretations for the Noble Quran, the Blessed Ahadith, and the clear text of the scholars of Islam. He attaches his baseless and false beliefs to the text by doing this. This form of nifaq is the worst of it. Have a clue for curing hypocrisy. So how to cure hypocrisy? According to Islam, never let go of obligatory salah. Salah, or prayer, is the strongest pillar in Islam, and that no Muslim should ever skip the five times of salah. It's the best way to cure hypocrisy by getting closer and closer to Allah. Prayer or salah is the best shield a Muslim could have to defend himself from Satan. Recite the Quran daily is another cure. Holy Quran is the cure to all disease, including hypocrisy. Recite the Quran daily, as it has the healing effects that will calm and soothe someone's mind. Never miss a day without reciting the Quran.
Another sign and another quality of hypocrites is that they're cowards. Many of them, they're cowards. They're afraid to show their true feelings. They're afraid to show their true intentions and their true feelings. They don't. They hide their true intentions and their true feelings. They show you other feelings, other emotions, other sentiments. Why? Because they're cowards. Another sign of hypocrites, if you'd like to know if your friend is a hypocrite or not, usually a hypocritical friend is happy when you're sad and sad when you're happy. A hypocrite is like this. Whenever you're happy, when you accomplish something, they're sad. But when you're sad, they're happy. That's a sign of a hypocrite. A sign of a hypocrite is that they're very good at sweet talking. Their tongues, they're very sweet, very charming, very flattering, but deep down inside, they're poisonous snakes. They flatter you. They're charming with their tongues. There's no one more charming and can sweet talk other than more than a hypocrite. But deep down, they're snakes and scorpions. A hypocrite is never confrontational. They will never confront you face to face. They'll go back and they'll speak against you behind your back, but they're never confrontational. They will never face you face to face and tell you that this is how it should be, this is how it should be done. They're never confrontational. Another sign of a hypocrite is that they make you feel like they're looking out after you. You should do this, you should do that. They give you false advice, advice that they would never give themselves or give to those that they love. They make you feel like they're protecting you, but they're not protecting you. They're actually digging a trap for you. These are signs of hypocrites. Sallallahu alaihi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Some people are hypocrites unintentionally. Some parents can be hypocrites. There's a father that smokes, but he doesn't want his teenage son or daughter to smoke. Tells him, don't smoke. That's hypocrisy. Or a mother, her hijab isn't so perfect, but she wants her daughter's hijab to be perfect. That's hypocrisy. Or parents that don't always pray on time, but they encourage their children to pray on time. Or parents that tell their children not to use profanity, well, they use profanity. This is all hypocrisy. This is all hypocrisy. It doesn't work that way.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, hypocrisy in Islam, on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till another visiting, thank you very much, and we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for. They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello to you all. Since people in the Christian West are approaching Christmas, which they believe to be the birthday of the virgin-born prophet, Jesus, peace be upon him, here is a passage from the blessed household of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, relating to God's admonition to the Messiah. O Jesus, you were created by my word. Mary gave birth to you at my command, that I sent to her by my spirit, the trusted Gabriel of my angels. Until you grew up as one alive and walking, and all of this was in my foreknowledge.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We all know that the acts of worship that we should do or that we must do must have a particular intention that goes with it. And obviously the discussion of intention, the discussion on niyyah, is a very important and a very broad discussion. Then some of the great scholars have spoken about it. But what should our intention be? Obviously, it should be a sincere intention, meaning what? That it should be purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we mean by khalis. Khalis means that thing that is removed of everything that is not that particular thing. It has been cleaned, it has been, you know, shaved of the extras that go with it. It is something that is pure. Right? So in this tradition from Hazrat Zahra salam alayha, she speaks about this type of ibadah, this type of worship. And the results and the rewards that a person who performs this type of worship will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she says that that person who sends up, now according, you know, we don't send a'mal up, basically. Basically, it's the performance of that particular act. But the hadith says, man as'ada, so through su'ud. And if for something to transcend, although we don't mean a physical transcendence here. So who that person who performs an act of worship that is sincere, that is khalis, and that is pure, purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for nothing else. Even you could say that the word khalis here means the person doesn't even want reward. nor does he fear the punishment, but he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reward, and this is very beautiful because she uses the word sa'ad, to go up. Then she uses the word ahbata, which means to come down. Right? So something descends upon you. Right? It falls. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will therefore drop upon you, if you want to translate it directly, the best of that which will benefit you. This is a very beautiful tradition. That sometimes we do not know what is in our benefit. Obviously, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in our benefit and what is not. So if a person performs worship in this manner, that which is returned to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only be that which benefits him, rather that which is the best of benefit to that person in this world or even in the hereafter. The hadith is not clear on that. But most surely in this world as well, it will have an impact and it will have a role to play in how the person lives the rest of his or her life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to perform sincere act of worship and in order for us to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of that which will benefit us. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آله في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Thanks again for joining us in our session of the Quran classes. This is Habibullah Fasihzada again with you with the Let's Recite the Quran, a series of Quran classes held by the IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. I really welcome all our students of Sevier International School here. Thanks for joining us. Brother Minhal Hussein, Brother Mehdi Al-Hassinan, and Brother Hussein Musa Musawi, and also Brother Hadi Nagawi, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much, dear Muslim brothers and sisters who are hearing us. Thank you so much for joining us. So, let's start with a loud salawat, okay?
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as our friends here, they know, we started the alphabet letters because they were the very, very important and basics of the Arabic language. There is another letter, okay, which the sound is kind of close to the other sounds that we did in the previous sessions, like the Z sound and the sound. That sound, okay? This shape is the same as Ta, only a dot on the top of it, okay? Look, La. How do you say this one? La.
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 Look at my tongue, okay? The tongue, okay? The tongue just touches, okay? The tip of the tongue. Touches the tip of your upper front teeth. La.
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 A little vibrating. La.
La. La.
Ahsan. Minha Hussein. Do it again, please.
La.
Ahsan. Mahdi.
La.
La. That's great.
La.
That's great. That's great. So we hear you all, okay, dear brothers and sisters. We hear you saying that. Excellent. Thank you.
What if they're not?
Good, good. Yeah, they are saying, I can hear them. Come on.
Yeah.
I can hear them.
That's impossible.
So let's make some examples. We have Ba-tin.
Ba-tin.
And then we have Zahir.
Zahir.
Ahsan. Zahir.
Zahir.
Okay, those who are too much cruel, we call them Zalim.
Zalim.
Those who are oppressed.
Mazlum.
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 Okay. If you say Zalim, it will be okay? No. So we have Zalim and
Mazlum.
In the Quran we have Zalama.
Zalama.
Azlama.
Azlama.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. These are very, very easy because we got very talented students here and also all the other Muslim brothers who are listening us. Yes?
Yeah.
Maybe some of them are taking a nap right now. Let's wake them up with reciting aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ahli Muhammad wa ajil faraju.
Everyone is awake now, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So, let's go to the other letter, which is Ayn, okay?
Ayn.
Ayn.
It's with the throat. Ayn.
Good.
Ayn.
Use your throat, okay?
Ayn.
Okay. Just Ayn. Look at me, okay? You lift the sound up, okay? But Ayn. Do not push. Like you say, ah, no.
Ayn.
Just lift it.
Ayn.
Okay? So, the letter Ayn. The sound is
Ayn.
Ah. Okay? So, can you... do we have this sound in English?
L. I think L.
No. No. L is the sound
don't
of...
You.
Lam.
No.
Lam is the sound of L.
Yeah, lam is the sound of L, but the sound of Ayn. Ah.
No, I don't
do
think so. We don't have it.
I think we don't have it.
Oh.
No problem. We have Arabic. We'll practice Arabic words then.
Yeah.
Okay? So... Ayn Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Ahsan.
How many times do you do the prayers?
I do my prayers, but not all the time.
Not all the time.
Yes, because I mostly forget.
Don't say this to anyone, okay? Don't say it to others, okay? That is a secret, okay? Keep it. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
MashaAllah. Iyaka na'budu.
Iyaka na'budu.
Wa iyaka nasta'in.
Wa iyaka nasta'in.
Ahsan.
Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in.
It is you we worship and you we ask for help.
That's it. Easy and very, very comfortable, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
MashaAllah. That's because you are. So, now in this very, very tough situation that we have in this during this pandemic, yeah? We got this nasty coronavirus, yes?
Yes. Yeah.
May inshallah Allah protect us from this virus and all other Muslim brothers and sisters and all the other people around the world, okay? So for their safety, for your safety, for everyone's safety, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad
wa ajil farajahum.
Great.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
In this situation, you know that whenever you go home, you go to school, and after the school, when you go home, there is one very important thing that everyone should do. What is it?
Washing
hands. You wash your hand.
Wash my hand. That's the first thing I do. I wash them like 5 times.
Great. I was going to tell you that one of the, yeah, he performs wudu, okay? These things, ablution. So the other thing is that it is very important, okay? To be healthy, you have to gargle with the salty water. Yeah. Can you make the sound of gargling?
Actually. Yeah.
Great.
I use mouthwash.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think our Muslim brothers and sisters are now gargling, okay? I can hear the sound.
What if they're not? I don't, actually. I use mouthwash.
Okay. So, great. So, whatever, okay? One of the ways is gargling. The sound of gargling is... Oh, that is the sound of the letter that we are going to talk about it right now.
Rain. Rain. I said that way for everybody. I know it.
Rain.
Okay, good.
Rain.
So,
Rain.
That is Rain, brother of
Rain. Rain.
Okay, so, but there is a difference
it
in the shape.
It has a dot in his head.
In his head or on his head?
No, it's above his head.
On his head, okay. Yeah, so that is Rain. So, okay, I want you to read, everyone, those who hear us as well, okay, please, once. Let's review from Alif, from A sound to Ra sound. So, I'm going to read them, so pay attention. This time, if I made any mistake, please fix my mistake, okay? So, sometimes the teachers as well make mistakes, okay? So, we say...
The whole entire team will on the laptop.
So,
no.
Now listen. If I make mistake, fix it, okay?
Okay.
Listen.
Ba
ta ta ja ha kha da va ra za sa sha sa sa.
You made a mistake.
Oh, what is it?
It's
Rod,
and then Ain, then Ghain.
Raw.
No.
Yeah.
Again, from scene. Sa. Da. Ta. Wa. 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 Ra. And
Ghain.
Gargling.
Ghain.
Ghain. Okay, Hussein Musa, would you do from Alif to Jim?
Alif, ba, ta, tha, jim.
Great. From ha to ra.
Ha, ha, da, da. Ra.
Thank you. From za to da.
Actually, za,
okay.
sa, she, sa, da.
Da. Ahsan, min hal Hussein, from da to ra.
La.
Oh,
that's gonna be hard.
A.
A. Ra. Again. Ta.
La. A. Ra.
Ahsan. That's easy. Okay. Sometimes you make a mistake. I wish you never make mistake. Okay. But sometimes it happens. Yes. Because you are so naughty. I know. So sometimes naughty boys. Okay. They make mistakes. Even the grown-ups, okay, they make mistakes. So when they make mistake, what do they say? I did a mistake.
GG.
Yeah? Or sometimes it is very hard. You take off the jacket, okay? Oh, it's hot, it's hot. That is the sound of? That's the sound of?
Ba.
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 Great, everyone, you hear us. That's the sound of fa.
Fa.
MashaAllah, that's the sound of fa. Do we have the sound in English?
F.
Okay, if? Yeah, the sound if. The sound if is in English. Let's make some example with if. Mehdi, make an example with if in English.
A?
With if.
F?
If. If. If.
Food, friends, family, stress.
Good.
Fight.
Can you make a sentence full of if?
Fix.
Okay.
My friend is full.
My friend is a
foolish boy.
Okay. Can you make the example?
My food.
Full.
Fruit.
Fruit. Okay.
My friend's favorite fruit is
fried.
Fried.
Fried meat.
Mango.
Fried. No.
Okay. We say a fat family friend.
My favorite food is fruity. Fried.
Okay, inshallah, tomorrow I'll ask you, okay? So, whenever you forgot, okay, the sound F, try to remember this example, your fat friends, okay? You say what? My fat family, my fat friend family, okay? Try to remember this example. Okay, dear students, thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We did well in this session as well, okay? I give thanks to our Muslim brothers and sisters who have been with us, and we did the alphabet letters up to fa. Inshallah, the next sessions we are gonna finish the alphabet letters. So finally, at the end, I really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International School Network, who have been holding the sessions and helping us help our Muslim brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us.
We're
for your
famous.
Safety inshallah, for the may Allah inshallah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam and protect us all from all evils. Please recite aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azama fi ma 'indaka raghbata. Allahumma
Brothers and sisters, we were talking about the part of this divine Kumail supplication where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَعَظُمَ فِيمَا عِنْدَكَ رَغْبَتُهُ. O Allah, I ask you with the asking of the one whose craving for what is with you has become intense. We said that the intense enthusiasm of Imam Ali alayhi salam for reaching what was with the Almighty Allah was because of the fact that he was aware of what is with the Almighty Allah. And I assume it would be better for us to have a look at least at some small part of the rewards of the Almighty Allah, of the things that are with the Almighty Allah, so that it may add to our enthusiasm for reaching Him. In the previous programs, we talked about only one aspect, only one part of things that was with the Almighty Allah, which was the rewards of the Almighty Allah for the servant's deeds. Although He has ordered the servants to do some obligatory deeds and some recommended ones, He has put some rewards for Himself. He has necessitated for Himself to give rewards for doing these things. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَا مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ. Beware that everyone who learns Qur'an and teaches it to others and practices its rules, فَأَنَا لَهُ سَائِقٌ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَدَلِيلٌ إِلَيْهَا. I would bring and guide him to the paradise. Speaking of paradise, dear listeners, it is one of the other things that is with the Almighty Allah. One of the realities from Allah is paradise. Because the believers and good doers are always enthusiastic for it. The merciful Allah has invited all His servants to this permanent abode. And He has stated belief, piety, good deeds, and observing lawful and avoiding unlawful deeds for reaching it.
Supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing. And your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts. Nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the odds.
audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The Holy Quran says, "Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum." Hasten to forgiveness from your Lord. And then it continues, "Wajannatin arduha as-samawati wal-ard." And hasten to a garden, the extensiveness of which is as the heavens and the earth. "U'iddat lil-muttaqin" is prepared for those who guard against evil. Also, in another verse of the Holy Quran, which is really close to this, we read, "Sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum." Hasten to forgiveness from your Lord. "Wajannatin arduha ka'ardi as-samai wal-ard." And a garden, the extensiveness of which is as the heavens and the earth. "U'iddat lil-ladhina amanu billahi wa rusuli." It is prepared for those who believe in Allah and His apostles. "Dhalika fadlullah yu'tihi man yasha." It is the grace of Allah. He gives it to whoever He prefers. "Wallahu dhul fadli al-azim." So, based on the Quranic verses and the traditions of the Prophet and his household, alayhi wasalam, paradise is the reward for the ones who have belief, for the ones who accompany good deeds, for the ones who bring with them to the day of hereafter the piety, they have avoided unlawful acts in the world. And on the other hand, the one who is away from these facts, the one who is polluted with disbelief, the one who has darkened his heart with other sins, does not deserve to enter the paradise. And he will have no sense of what rewards have been mentioned for the believing people. He does not deserve to enter paradise. He would rather be placed in hell, and he would be deprived of Almighty Allah's mercy and countenance. Brothers and sisters, we will continue talking about the different traditions and also verses of the Holy Quran regarding paradise as a reward for believers, God willing, in the next program. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you through half my life. Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear believers, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, wherever you are, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to pose and answer some questions and doubts that comes towards to us on Islamic beliefs. The question that we are going to talk about today is about salat or prayer. For that, we have invited